I'm feeling much better, Kyle.
Good. I'm glad. Well, let's touch on that a little bit. It's been crazy windy lately, and we've had a few fires, right?
You bet. You know, with the mild winter and the unseasonably warm temperatures, there's been a lot of property owners getting ahead of the spring work with some spring fever. Unfortunately, the dry and windy conditions has caused about 20 out-of-control grass fires in about the last 2 weeks here in Marshall County. And we're asking the property owners to delay some of this burning until the drier conditions improve, along with the warmer weather, to allow the new vegetation to kind of grow, to slow down some of those fires, to kind of give our dedicated volunteer fire departments a break here a little bit. But many people may not be aware that Marshall County does have a burn ordinance, and this in part is to encourage efficient use of our fire protection resources and provides advance notice to planning for open burnings of buildings, some farmlands and pastures and some woodland areas that's kind of been going on here a little bit that generally happens in our springtime. But advance notice can be made to our fire chiefs in your jurisdiction or call on the Marshtown Communications Center. And this, when you provide your information, this will provide advance notice to reduce unnecessary dispatching of those resources by people that are concerned citizens that drive by and call in these fires. And but there are exceptions to the ordinance. You know, you can still continue to cook in an outdoor fire situation, like barbecue grills, outdoor fireplaces, and as long as it's supervised burning of yard waste and trash and incinerators or trash burners that are made of metal, concrete, masonry, or a lot of them are heavy mesh containers that we like to keep those no greater than 1 inch square to keep that trash from blowing out and starting those grass fires. And keep in mind, this is just in the rural and unincorporated areas of Marshall County. If you are in an incorporated area city that has fire regulations, the local fire regulations will supersede that county ordinance.
Red flag warning today. So, yeah, that's definitely not a day that you want to burn anything. You know, you don't want it to get away from you for sure, as windy as it's going to be. Sheriff Joel Phillips joining us, and let's talk about the sheriff's office a little bit. It has gone some undergone and still undergoing some renovations. Where are we at with some of that?
Yeah, we're moving right along. We're just a little bit behind schedule with the delay in the delivery of the replacement windows. Those came in, majority of them came in last week, and they're starting to taking advantage of this warmer weather. They got 6 of the 72 installed already. As far as the windows, they still have to do work on the flashing and stuff. But the jail HVAC units have arrived, and those should be installed once we get a crane on site and the ventilation ducts are reworked within the jail facility. Our two behavioral cells are about 80% complete. We're waiting on the cell doors and windows remaining to get those installed. And then once that is completed, they'll start working on one of our larger cells in our booking area to divide that. And then we'll have to add additional lavatory fixtures. And this is to increase compliance with PREA, which is a Prison Rape Elimination Act standards. County jails are not required to follow PREA compliant. However, we do follow those higher standards in our facility. We'll make sure we have that that compliance at our jail facility. The ceiling is being installed in our video courtroom, along with electrical and network cables that are being run. And then hopefully we're on track to be completed with this phase one probably around that end of April, as long as we keep those suppliers shipping those components in a timely manner so we can get those installed. So it's like every construction project, it has its ups and downs, and as long as we're moving forward, I think that's a win for us.
Yeah. What, do you want to get involved? Do you have a hard hat, Joel? Are you in there swinging the hammer?
You know, there are some days that I want to go out and swing that sledgehammer a little bit, but...
All right.
We'll leave that to the professionals.
Well, yeah. You're probably not a licensed contractor, I understand. Sheriff Joel Phillips, I'm glad you're feeling better, sir, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
You bet, Kyle.
Take care.